Well, we've been so energized in the studio this morning because a previous guest has left us with a plate of chocolate. Chris Jarrell has now confiscated the whole plate and has taken eminent domain of the whole plate. But we're on to interviewing people on Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Our next guest, the one, the only, Phil Sharkey, president of The Higher Authority.
Yes.
Wow, it sounds like we're going to be like, this is a Sunday morning biblical show.
Sometimes we actually do a background check on a priest or someone in the religious field, and we're calling some monastery, and we tell them we're the higher authority.
Right.
All trouble ensues. They're right away, like, not the higher authority, but...
I thought my wife was the higher authority, but you're going to tell me who the real one was.
I agree as well. I have the same content as well. But we're a pre-employment screening firm, so I'm actually, to backtrack, I'm a licensed private investigator, but we strictly do background checks, pre-employment screening, for small, medium, large companies, corporation, and for landlords for tenancy purposes.
I will say right off the bat, management consultant, Mage, I've had Mage since 1985, over 700 companies. Life would be a lot better for entrepreneurs and leaders if they did background checks prior to every single hire.
It's my fabric, and I do get some pushback and understand the
world today.
And
I didn't know
today.
You before we turned on the mics.
We did not know. No, we had no pre-conversation, but I get a lot of pushback and big brother type of talk. And listen, is none of that type of nonsense today. In the environment we're in, I see 30% turnout fraudulent. So that's a huge number. That's not if we went out to the mall and grabbed 10 people. That's 10 people that know a background check is going to be conducted. Sign off on it. Nothing sneaky, nothing hidden, and still 30% turnout fraudulent. It's a gigantic number.
Huge. Can you really dig into all the data, or is this like an 80-20 rule? You've got 80% of the information, 20% costs too much.
Correct. We're in a, to give you an idea, like New Hampshire, live free and die. Try to do a criminal check in New Hampshire. It's very difficult. So you're bound by the laws of our great country, but there's still things you can do. It's not secretive. It's not going into a trash situation. It's very upfront. It's criminal checks. It's driving record checks. It's verifying a social, education, employment verification, drug screening. And what happens is we do this type of check and people...
Okay, Chris,
30%.
You're fired. He's done. Everything's
sealed. And trust me, I grew up in Waterbury, Connecticut. I come from a tough city. All my buddies now give me like, hey, you know, big brother, thank God you're not checking us out. Thank goodness. But you know what?
Waterbury, Connecticut, tough town?
Tough town. Tough town.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, brass capital.
Come on.
Made the bullets for
the
World
War II. You didn't clean your
BMW. No, tough town. But my buddies go like, thank God you're not checking us out. But you know what it is? They're meeting you, Jeffrey, and they're saying, hey, I'm Phil Sharkey. Nice to meet you. And I'm lying to you. I'm lying to you today. So when you trust me to lock the door here at Radio Entrepreneurs at night or make that bank deposit, I've already shown you I'm a liar.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I do say it's so critical to do it. But again, to really dig deep and really find out. I mean, the real good liars and criminals are good at covering up their path, correct?
Sure.
You're going to get 80% of them, but the really bad, bad boys, you're not going to pick up on it. Isn't that true?
It's difficult, but you know what? A bad boy, when we do the full background check, a bad boy, criminal history. But then, you know what? Their education usually doesn't check out. And guess what? Their employment usually is... all fabricated, not made up. And guess what? When I pull their driving record history, they haven't had a license for 2 years. So you may not get them in one area, but you're going to get them in the full boat.
You know, someone once asked me too, before you hire a financial person, do you always do an SEC review? And I went, no, never even thought of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do, although they're trending away, we still do credit reports. And it's shocking in the financial field that so many people have. Now, I understand it's the way of our country. Poor credit is the way of the world now, the way we are. But you know what? If you can't handle your own credit affairs and then you're going to run the finances for a company or be a high CFO or accountant position, it's a little baffling, it's a little concerning to me.
How'd you get into the field? What's your background?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's a really easy one.
Well, I'll say it's a great question. I was in Connecticut, as I mentioned, Waterbury. I had a job.
Cleaning BMWs.
Cleaning, a laborer foreman, so close. And I met my wife. We were partnered in a wedding. She knew the bride's side. I knew the groom. She lived up here in Massachusetts. And guess who ended up moving and starting a whole new career? And what could I do?
So you weren't trained in this area?
Not at all. I came here cold, but this was 25 years ago. And then I walked into a private investigative firm, and I said, I can do this. And they trained me, and in 2 weeks, I was a private investigator working out in the road, doing even more exciting type of work. Probably another conversation for another day, but workers' comp investigations, cheating spouses, domestic cases, accident reconstructions, a lot of domestic cases.
Now, cheating spouses, that doesn't help with divorce nowadays. It's really more about just finding out if you have a cheating spouse.
Exactly. People are curious. They want to know. But then I would always tell the female or the male that, you know, I don't want to just take your money, but I will if you're building a case.
Is it like the TV shows? Are you sitting there with a camera?
It sure is. It sure is. I described it once as sort of what I heard a pilot say of a cross-continental flight. It's hours of total boredom interrupted by a few moments of total excitement.
Now, I have about 10,000 pictures on my phone. And about 6,000 of them are my dog.
Sure.
So it's you know, it's pretty simple.
Pretty simple, yeah.
But your phone, I would assume there's legal confidentiality to your phone pictures.
Yeah, there is. Phones are tough.
So you can't sit here after the show and say, hey, look at this, Jeff.
I can't, but if you see a car in the parking lot or in the driveway out there in the snow and then you pull out and they follow you, make sure you double and go around the block a couple of times, make sure they're not following you. That would be me.
Right.
That would be me following you with a big camera.
Does the car rattle and the belts are like old?
Oh, yeah. Try to be everything quiet. I'll tell you what, though. In today's environment, you can't sit out on a road very long at all before all heck break loose and people are coming up and knocking on your windows and everything. That's why I sort of transitioned into it. I said, it must be a better way to do what I do and be a little bit more safer. And that's why I got into background checks. No, we have a staff of about 7 employees. We do between 800 to 1,000 backgrounds a month. 30% are negative, which is an astonishing figure again.
Wow.
And it's mass volume. And we screen from anyone from, if you imagine, anyone who hires someone's a potential client, from manufacturing to food service. Our biggest clients are food service, medical, casinos. We do the background checks. And they want to know about these people before they walk through the door. So much easier to find out at that time than have an action later on.
I hate to use this expression. So if I wanted to hire you, you would dog someone for me?
I surely would. Absolutely. Right. Although that's my... more of my former field. Now I prefer to stay nice and safe in my warm.
So let's talk about internet. That's where a lot of crime's going on today.
Yeah,
it's not just about sitting in your car.
No,
it's about the internet activity that people are doing.
It is, and I talked to a lot of people about social media and what goes on there and what can be reported. And what astonished me is
transactions happen online now.
They sure do. They sure do. There's bank fraud. There's all sorts of things going on. But as far as what I can extract as a licensed private investigator for employment purposes. People, you know, first of all, block your Facebook. I shouldn't be able to look no more about you as a stranger than other people.
I have nothing to hide.
You don't, but 30% do. And it's amazing. You know, I just had a girl the other day. I hate my job, my boss. I'm always hungover on Friday, and she's applying for a job at my client.
That's my partner talking.
I don't want to say the stupidity of people just blows me away, but I'll give you a quick example. We did a check just last week, and the woman was from Maryland, and she wanted to do just a criminal check in Massachusetts, which we did and came back clear. But guess what? We surfaced her former addresses. We checked Maryland, embezzlement from her employer, false documents to the state, all these type of crimes. And the employer was, it can't be her. She's great. We made eye contact. She's going to be my office manager. Do it quick, Phil. Quick. I love her. And this came back. They were astonished.
So I would also think that lawyers hire you at times to pick up dirt on cases of people on the other side.
A lot of law firms do hire us. But again, unlike the sneakiness of my past, this 25 years running my company is very straightforward. It's like you're going to hire for a job. Here's the background check. It's almost like getting on an airplane today. When everybody gives me maybe a hassle or Big Brother's talk, I tell them, do you just want to walk on an airplane? Or do you want to make sure everybody, as in this room, is on the same place.
Yeah, they should do that background check on every airplane the way the Israelis do.
They do the safest airline in the world,
I took a trip to Israel last year with a group of 16 entrepreneurs, and I said to them 2 weeks before the flight, they know everything about each one of you.
And you know, sometimes, again, when I do get pushback from people, and we'll go over the backgrounds with them, we'll help them. I just had someone the other day, they went to Northeastern instead of Northeastern. Now, I want to deputize you and make you a screener, but when I called Northeastern, they applied to go to Northeastern, but they did not graduate like they claimed. Wow. So why should you work hard or Ethan here work hard and get their degree and someone else just fraudulently
Ethan,
say, no,
you mean
I got
Nathan.
Nathan, I'm sorry.
Well,
and
that's a good name for him. we'll call him Ethan.
Yeah, that'll work.
So, we want to thank Ethan for finding you. So Phil Sharkey of the Hire Authority, I love talking to people like you. I love hiring people like you. If somebody else is looking for you, and I can't see why every employer isn't, how would they find you?
Yeah, I do get really jacked about what I do. It's a thrill to me. I love going to work. Our website's www.hireauth.com. We're very active on the web. It's easy to find us. We are available. We don't just work in this area. We have clients coast to coast. We do just as much work for clients in Ohio, Texas, and California as we do here. And it doesn't matter where the applicant is or the company is. It's about finding out their history and what they claim, not sneaking around on them, just finding out if they are who they say they are. We have a line in my business where a leopard doesn't change their spots.
That's true. You do it once, you do it twice.
And there's a lot of people believe about rehabilitation, and I do hope for that, but I'm pretty jaded because I see the numbers that I see.
I have a friend in Florida who owned a very large employment agency in California. Yep. I won't mention it because everybody knows the name.
Sure.
And he says to me, once a criminal, always a criminal.
It is, and I know people will push back at me, but this is what I see. See, it's the sneaky person. Give an example in the drug screening.
You're pointing at Chris again.
It's not that we have a drug problem in our country. That is what it is. It's the people, and I constantly get, this time of year, I'll get a call from the drug screen company. You went for your drug screen. Oh, it's out of range. It's out of order. So the human body is, what, 98.6? Just had one the other day. The urine was at 56 degrees. So it's not that they're on drugs necessarily, that they are going to sneak, get someone's other's urine, smuggle it in, be dumb enough to leave it in the car overnight, and basically provide a block of ice for the drug screen. These are the people that just make me go, what else are they going to do?
This is like an episode of Shameless.
And then it works the opposite way in the summer. We just had one this summer. It was like, 118 degrees. And they hand it in. Say, here you go. Go test that.
I don't know if you watch Shameless, but last week, the parole officer, she peed in the cup for the client and said, there's cocaine in this cup, and you better do what I'm telling you to do now.
The stories are, I'll have a quick story as well. I don't know how appropriate it is here for the airways, but they gave the young lady the cup for her drug screen. She came back, that noticed something was wrong. They're like, this doesn't look right. She's like, well, I went, and then I scooped it up, and here's my urine sample. Like, no, honey, you have to go into the cup, not scoop it out of the toilet. And she's like, oh. So, I don't know if she was on drugs necessarily.
I have to end the interview because I'm going to say something I'm going to regret. Phil, nice having you on the show. You're going to come back again?
I would love to. I enjoy
gotta have you back
about
again.
It was
love
a pleasure.
This stuff. My name is Jeffrey Davis, speaking with The Higher Authority. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.